40 million people in Mexico do not have access to the internet. Our company, Altan Redes, is building a network that will connect them to the world. Chubb wrote insurance policies that gave the Mexican government, our investors, and partners the confidence they needed to make this happen. They also cover our construction risk, damage to the network, and environmental exposure. For a project this complex, Chubb was the one.
Learn more at chubb.com/WSJ.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories and timely insights.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Apple's iPhone X has gone on sale, and as with every new iPhone, people stood online to get first crack at it. We'll have more on this in just a sec. First, some top stories. Employers hired at a strong pace during October in a rebound from hurricane-related job losses in September. The Labor Department said the economy created 261,000 non-farm jobs, which undershot expectations for growth of 315,000. The unemployment rate fell to 4.1%, a sign the labor market is heating up. But wages were subdued last month, rising 2.4% from a year ago, a slowdown from the prior month. September's payrolls data, initially reported as the first drop in 7 years, were revised to show employers actually created 18,000 new jobs that month. President Donald Trump began his 10-day trip to Asia with his first stop in Japan on Saturday. It'll be followed by visits to South Korea and China, and finishing with visits to Vietnam and the Philippines, two countries hosting international summits. In each country Mr. Trump visits, the focus will be on the country he isn't visiting, North Korea. Pyongyang's desire to be considered a global nuclear power and the rest of the developed world's attempt to undermine that ambition will be a theme of every bilateral meeting, economic discussion, and commercial announcement on the trip. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl Friday received no prison time for endangering fellow troops when he deserted his post in Afghanistan in 2009. But a military judge ordered that he should be dishonorably discharged from the service. Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban and was brutalized during 5 years of captivity. He could have gotten life in prison after pleading guilty to desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. The Wall Street Journal says Amazon.com has quietly started lowering prices as much as 9% in recent weeks on goods offered by independent merchants on its site. The new discount provided by Amazon tag ratchets up a price war with other retail giants, but potentially strains Amazon's relationship with some sellers. Until now, Amazon has generally controlled prices only on merchandise it sells directly to consumers. Now it is discounting some items sold by third parties, covering the cost difference itself in order to ensure competitive pricing. Coming up, consumers line up for the iPhone X. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening, everyone. Apple's iPhone X went on sale Friday, and there were long lines outside of Apple stores across the globe, indicating strong initial demand for the device. It's Apple's most expensive device ever, with a starting price of $999. That's keyed questions about the iPhone X's long-term demand. Joining us from San Francisco is Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle. First of all, Trip, did you stand in line to buy the iPhone X?
No, I really like to get sleep at night, so I just swung by and visited one of the lines and saw people already seated out who'd been out for 2 days in Palo Alto, and made the quick decision that I didn't want to spend the night outdoors, sleeping bag or not.
So the lines were, it was fairly busy at that particular location in Palo Alto.
It was interesting. The second person in line said he's waited in line for 8 out of the last 10 iPhones, and said this is the first time he's gotten in line as early as he did. So this is the first time he spent 2 nights outside camping out for an iPhone. He said, however, that last year there were about 400 people in line overnight in Palo Alto, and when I was there around 7 p.m., been really only about 60, and his expectation was that the line wouldn't be as long as it was a year ago, in part because we're talking about a phone that costs $300 more than last year's device. He just thinks that's going to temper some of the demand and some of the lines that you see worldwide.
Apple, in its earnings report Thursday, Trip, projected record revenue for the current quarter, which of course is the vital holiday season period. CEO Tim Cook attributed that partly to the iPhone X. doesn't that really depend on available supplies of the iPhone X? I mean, this is a problem that's dogged Apple for quite some time.
Absolutely. And this is something that we've watched closely since really before the summer began. Apple really, really jumpstarts production on its coming iPhone devices, the ones that it plans to release in September, as early as June, and then really escalates production in July and August. And this device, the iPhone X, was delayed about a month. And as a result, there's been concerns about shortfall in supply for some time. Tim Cook did very little to alleviate those concerns yesterday, but did just enough to alleviate them. I know that's walking a fine line, but he typically talks about what he calls supply-demand equilibrium, and that just means when supply will catch up with demand. Yesterday, he just declined to give a benchmark for when that would occur, which is unusual during an iPhone cycle. But he did say that supply is increasing on a weekly basis and indicated that they feel good about what they're going to be able to bring into the market to meet the demand that's out there.
So as of this point, shipment delays are still running 5 to 6 weeks. I keep hearing people who want the phone mutter about, oh, I'm not going to get it till December.
You're exactly right. Yeah, people are going to have to be patient. I mean, it's a situation not altogether different from what we saw a year ago with the AirPods. If you'll recall, those were on long delay, and the delay really extended all the way until August of a year after they were announced. And so hopefully they don't run into a similar situation with the iPhone X, in part because analysts really feel like if they don't get supply caught up with demand by June, you get into this funny window when people start to say, well, you know, maybe I'll just wait for the next iPhone, for the iPhone 11. Surely it'll have some incremental improvements over the iPhone 10. And that's a tricky situation, and that's one that Apple wants to avoid getting into.
Briefly here, the pros and cons of the iPhone 10. First of all, Trip, the pros. You write about the edge-to-edge display, facial recognition for unlocking the phone, and also, you know, the iPhone X is a must-have status symbol.
Right, absolutely. And then the other thing I would add to that, and it's something that I think a lot of consumers or customers will really get a feel for now that the phone is in stores, but we're talking about a phone that is in size the size of what we would, you know, of the iPhone 7 that was released yesterday, but with the screen size of the iPhone 7 Plus. So for anybody who's had a plus size phone, they may have felt that awkward moment when you're trying to type with one hand while you're holding, you know, like a subway railing with the other hand. And you have to reach really far. You're gonna be able to have the same size screen without having that reach on this phone. And that may appeal to a lot of people once they get out there and get their hands on this.
And, of course, the cons. We've talked about the supply constraints and also the $1,000 price. And I suppose in a market such as China, where people are really into status symbols, they may go for the iPhone X. But, you know, in other markets, the $1,000 price really could make people pause.
That's something analysts are watching closely, right, is how much of an inhibitor to purchase is the $1,000 price tag. There's some confidence that in markets like the U.S., where many consumers have shifted to installment plans and are paying on a monthly basis, that the price tag won't deter purchase. That being said, another thing, Charlie, that you didn't mention there and that a lot of people will begin to realize once they get into stores and play with this phone, we're talking about a whole new user experience. The home button is gone. The way you operate this phone requires touching and swiping the phone in different ways than any other iPhone that you've ever had before. And that may not be for everyone. You know, the early reviewers indicated that it took them some time to adjust to that. They all liked it once they did make that adjustment, but there is an adjustment there.
I see. So you think paying for it in an installment plan will make people feel not so badly about the $1,000 price?
Right. We're talking about a starting price in the U.S. of $50 a month on a monthly basis. And that sounds a whole lot easier to digest than, you know, $1,000 out of pocket immediately.
Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle joining us from San Francisco. Thanks a lot, Trip.
Thanks so much for having me.
And finally, Kroger will soon introduce racks of blouses alongside aisles of beans and broccoli. The nation's largest supermarket chain said Friday it will begin selling a new apparel brand next fall at around 300 Fred Meyer and Kroger Marketplace stores. The line will span clothing for children through adults and feature elevated basics with a focus on activewear. And that's what's news. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
Spend time with Alexa? Then make What's News part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo, The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.